Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
75,000 tonnes, that's the staggering amount of packaging waste that Irish households are expected to throw out this Christmas. So, for some tips now on how to make this Christmas as green as possible, I'm joined by Seamus Clancy from Repack and by Michael Kelly from GIY, the Grow It Yourself movement. Thank you both for joining us. Good evening.
Evening, Mary. Good evening.
Seamus, that's a staggering figure, 75,000 tonnes. That's from your own research. So, I mean, I'm asking the question, how environmentally aware are people as we approach Christmas? In the light of that figure, I'm not sure we are.
Well, Christmas time is a time of the year that we generate a huge amount of packaging waste in Ireland. The one thing our survey is showing, actually, that Irish people, and the good news is they are far more conscious and environmentally conscious about it. And I suppose 68% of people are saying it will actually influence how they shop. And from our other guest there, your other guest there as well, 80% of people say they're going to plan to shop locally. And they're doing it on environmental grounds, and they're also 40-50% are saying they're doing it because of carbon footprint. However, the downside then is that we are seeing 70% of shopping being done online.
Yeah.
And that in its own right creates a huge amount of packaging, unnecessary packaging as well. So I think we all have to lead by example. Like, there's a lot of things people can do at Christmas. You can really think about, you know, do you really need to pack a lot of packaging or gifts? You know, people, you can buy gifts that use recyclable packaging. Do you need to put packaging on at all? Can't you use bags that you have from last year? Just, it's making people very conscious of it. And Irish people have come on leaps and bounds in the last number of years. And we've seen that in our overall recycling rates right across all the materials that we are one of the leaders in Europe. So we don't want to drop that, but we have to keep it up because this is a continuous improvement issue, a bit like what Jim Gavin was talking about. It's all about getting that balance right across everything we do. And at Christmas time, regrettably, there's a huge amount of waste, not just in packaging, right across the board. So Irish people need to think about that because we spend an enormous amount of money as well. You know, 4.6 billion will be spent around the Christmas time.
I know. And it's sometimes maybe the simple things that we can immediately think of and do. Just take that. We all, you know, we like to wrap our gifts. We might like to make them look pretty. But that shiny backed Christmas wrapping paper, that's a no-no, is it?
Absolutely. Like, if you're going to use wrapping paper, use something that can be recycled. So if it's something that you can scrunch in your hand and it opens back up again, it can't be because it's either plastic or there's foil mixed with paper. So use paper. Pure paper that can be recycled.
Okay.
If you're going to do it like that. We don't want to be Christmas Grinches either.
I know, but you mentioned the gift bags, the paper gift bags that you can use, and I suppose the ones you get in you could keep and recycle for next year.
Well, absolutely. I have a collection of them myself.
Do you? my grandmother used to fold the wrapping paper and keep it.
Yeah.
It might be going a bit far these days.
Yeah, but even so, you know, it's very, they're only small steps, but the little acorns, they all grow. And if we all do the little bits, they come to a huge impact overall.
What about Christmas crackers?
Christmas crackers are difficult because the mixtures of the different materials in it, because you can have plastic, you can have foil, and you can have paper. But if you have paper ones, then they are recyclable. Again, same principle, if you can scrunch them and they go back into a ball and stay in a ball, then they're recyclable. If that doesn't happen, then it can't be recycled.
They can't. Michael Kelly from Grow It Yourself is with us as well. Michael, what are your top tips for a more sustainable Christmas? And I suppose where better to start than with the Christmas tree?
Yeah, it's funny. Like it boggles the mind. I think that in some ways there's still a debate about this. You know, I think whether you go real or fake. And I think to me, there's no comparison between the two. I think we should go real tree every time. I think, you know, Christmas trees, as they're growing, they produce oxygen and they lock carbon in the ground. And so that, you know, they're all things that we need lots of at the moment. Everybody's saying we should be planting more trees.
Mm-hmm.
I think the challenge then, of course, is what you do with it when we're finished with it. And a Christmas tree is a lovely thing to have to bring that kind of nature into your home in a dark sort of a winter. So I'd be all for them. And I think it's just a case of then if you actually recycle them and bring them in to be into your local authority, most of whom have good collection sites, you can you know, by chipping and mulching it, you're reducing the emissions as that carbon breaks down by about 80%. And you can even use that mulch in you know, if you have a veg garden, the acid loving fruit bushes and things like that love that kind of a mulch. So it's fantastic for that. And by comparison, like your fake tree is, generally speaking, it's probably imported from China. It's full of plastic, and it'll take thousands of years to degrade. And most of them only last sort of 5 or 6 years before they have to be kind of replaced or thrown out. You know,
now, so I think still like to light up their Christmas tree.
Yeah. Yeah, so again, it's about what you put on it. So like as Seamus was saying, like every choice we make, we've got a choice to do something sustainable or not. And I think with your Christmas tree lights, you can go LED, you can reduce your energy usage there by about 80% by using LED lights. And I think there's a bit of sort of not sort of changing your Christmas tree theme every year and replacing everything
with
a new colour scheme or whatever.
I don't.
No, I don't either. But, you know, I know some people who do, let's put it that way. And
what
like
about
use what
people
you
who,
have, you know?
What about people who like to light up their garden and light up their house, you know, and do a really spectacular Christmas look with sleds on the roof?
And again, like, as Seamus said, you don't want to be a Christmas Grinch, but, like, huge energy consumption on those really, you know, those kind of huge lighting displays. Mm. Like, again, there are solar options. Like, you can buy solar lights that take in solar energy during the day and release it at night time. So you can do that quite sustainably. But like, there's no sort of easy way to say this. I think those huge lighting rigs outside are, you know, have a huge kind of climate imprint. So yeah. I think we need to be careful of those.
All right, let's talk about food, because I think, I won't say we all do, but many of us shop like we're never going to get to a supermarket again.
Yeah, but, you know, funnily enough, I was talking about this with your researcher earlier on, like the Christmas dinner actually can be one of the more sustainable dinners of the year, because we tend to, you know, I have a complete bugbear about people eating sweet potatoes and avocados and thinking it's a sustainable, healthy diet, you know, whereas the Christmas dinner tends to be, you know, the big three veg on the plate are sprouts, carrots and parsnips, which are obviously, generally speaking, all Irish, although we should, you know, sustainability also means paying a fair price for that food too. So I think those 49-cent deals you should avoid like the plague. They're putting growers, Irish growers, out of business. Mm. And then generally, like the turkey and ham is usually Irish. If you can afford it, I think make sure it's local, and if you can, you know, buy free range and organic, and you know, that's a very sustainable menu. And then, as you say, we all tend to sort of stock up and buy way more than we need for Christmas. But I think as long as you're open to using your leftovers, put your turkey in the second day and third day into a pie or something. And you can even freeze turkey afterwards. You know, there's lots of ways to use up that
compost
food and make sure you don't waste
the vegetables and all of that sort of thing. Just briefly, green gifts, Michael, just a few ideas for us.
Well, like, you won't be surprised to hear, Mary, that I think, you know, there's loads of things you can make and craft. And I think that, like, something that you've actually laboured over yourself and produced yourself at home, I think, is the ultimate gift, because it shows that you genuinely care about someone. So, like, a jar of chutney or a relish or a marmalade or a, you know, mince pie that you've made yourself.
People will be delighted to be on your Christmas list. Listen, thank you both very much for joining me.
That's Mary, can I just
Seamus, yes,
thing?
Briefly
there's
and finally.
There's a great site called mywaste.ie. It's a common platform. It's really worthwhile everybody looking at that to clarify that. Okay,
terrific.
Thank you very much.
Seamus, thank you very much. Seamus Clancy there from Repack, and Michael Kelly from GIY, the Grow It Yourself movement.